节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
See, I have a serious question for you
OK.
像我们在之前的节目里经常聊过渣男这个话题，对不对？那你觉得你能轻易辨别一个男生是 a good guy 还是 a bad guy 吗？
Well, taking the current situation into consideration, I'd say no. Otherwise, I'd be dating a bunch of guys now.
Yeah, same here. 如何辨别渣男似乎成为了一个永恒的话题啊。那最近呢，美国的 HBO 啊又推出了一个新的恋爱综艺，名字呢也取得相当的直白，就叫做渣男岛。
Yeah, I've heard of the show F-Boy Island. Have you watched it?
Not yet. Maybe we can watch it together sometime. Well, since both of us kind of need some knowledge in this particular area.
No problem. 那今天我们就来跟大家一起聊一聊这一部荒诞但是可能又挺实用的恋爱综艺渣男岛吧。So we just mentioned that the show is called F-Boy Island. I guess some of you guys might be wondering what does F stand for?
Well, 其实就是我们大家比较熟知的那个 F 开头的单词啊。那我们在节目当中呢就不说出来了。
So an F-boy is like an obnoxious man who desperately tries to look cool by hitting on girls a lot. Right.一般我们就可以用 F-boy 这个表达来形容那种为了装酷去挑逗勾搭女生的那种让人讨厌的男生。那这里呢有两个表达我们可以学习一下。The first one is obnoxious.
So if you describe someone or their behavior as obnoxious, you think that they are very unpleasant because of being aggressive, loud, or offensive.
我们就可以翻译为很讨厌的，不让人喜欢的。
Yes, and the second one is hit on.If someone hits on you, they speak or behave in a way that shows they want to have a sexual relationship with you. 就是典型的渣男行为了。
老渣男了。那说回到我们的这个节目啊。
Do you know the rules of the show? There are rules for a dating reality TV series.
虽然是无脑恋爱综艺啊，但是规则还是有的。那这个恋爱综艺呢，我们就可以翻译为 dating reality TV series.
Well, it focuses on three women trying to identify 24 men as either womanizer or seeking a serious relationship.
你永远可以相信 HBO 的尺度啊。那在渣男岛这部综艺中呢，有三位女主角，她们需要分辨24位男生到底是 nice guy 还是渣男海王。
因为把他们都关在一座岛上嘛，所以是 island, 渣男岛。
Well, kind of sounds like the show we watched before, Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, yes. I think they're just particularly good at making shows like that. And here we can learn another expression for the word 渣男, a womanizer.
Yes, if you describe a man as a womanizer, you disapprove of him because he likes to have many short sexual relationships with women.
那我们就可以翻译为花花公子,玩弄感情的人也就是渣男了,对不对?
Well, I wonder if there's a word called manizer.
That would be super cool for sure. So the show centers on three female contestants and 24 male counterparts.
Yes. Of the men, 12 are self-professed nice guys, while the other half identify as F-boys.
The nice guys part is interested in forming a relationship, while other half are competing for a cash prize of $100,000.To any contestants that remain at the end.
对，那参赛的这24位男生啊，一半呢自称是好男孩 ,nice guy, 想要建立一段稳定持久的关系。那这个其实也没有办法鉴别是不是真的呀，对不对？只能是自称了。这个自称英文我们就可以用 self-professed 来表达。
Yes, self-professed means avowed or acknowledged by oneself.For example, you can say he is a self-professed good cook.
对，没错。那还有一半的参赛者就是 F-boys 了。他们参赛的目的呢，就是为了赢得最终的奖金$100,000。这个参赛者的英文啊 ，contestant。
所以啊，就要求参赛的三位女生呢，有鉴别渣男能力了。
So during the progression of each episode, the woman selects one man to go out with.
And in the end of each episode, three men are chosen to be eliminated and afterwards revealing if they are a philanderer or not.
简直是紧张又刺激啊。那在每集节目当中呢，三位女士都要选择自己约会的对象，然后每集结尾都要选择淘汰三位男士。那这个淘汰英文就是 eliminate。
对，那淘汰的可能是 nice guy， 也可能是渣男啊。所以节目的末尾呢，被淘汰的那位男士还要公布自己的身份，看自己到底是不是一个渣男啊。那这里我们又学习到了一个关于渣男的表达 philanderer。
So if you say that a man is a philanderer, you mean that he has a lot of casual sexual relationships with women. 那中文翻译过来就是玩弄女性的人，拈花惹草之徒。
I didn't know that there are so many words to say 渣男. I really learned a lot.
There is another one I can teach you. Lothario. It also means a man who has sex with a lot of women.
Lothario. It sounds like a name.
It is a name.It is from the name of a character in an 18th century play by Nicholas Rowe.
Okay, good to know. 又是一个因为事迹太昭著，所以名字给专有化的词，对不对？
Exactly.
那回到我们说的这个节目啊，有些同学可能就问了，诶，万一要淘汰错了人怎么办啊？把 nice guy 淘汰了，这得怎么办啊？其实我觉得啊，能被淘汰的说明都不是啥痴情人种吧。但节目组他的处理方式呢还是蛮有意思的。
Yeah, so if a F-boy is eliminated, he will be sent to Lambro, which consists of huts made from bamboo, cots, and hay-filled pillows, while the nice guys are sent in a limousine to a mansion called Nice Guy Grotto.
真会玩啊。所以如果一个 F-boy 被淘汰了，他就会被送到一个叫做 Lambro 的地方。房子呢是用竹子做的，床也很小。枕头呢也是干草做的，而 nice guy 则会乘坐豪车去往豪宅。豪车的表达这里我们可以来学习一下 limousine， 一般呢我们也会直接说 limo。
对，然后豪宅我们可以翻译为 mansion。 A mansion is a very large house， 有豪车豪宅。 Well, I think that's better to get eliminated.
True. Unless you're a nice guy or you can only get bamboo houses and hay filled pillows.
Yes.那大家想知道结果如何？到底是渣男独占$100,000呢？还是好男人赢得的最后的胜利啊？目前呢，第一季时期已经完结了，可以去追一波了，很适合用来下饭。
对，不过看过的人还是有吐槽剧情太过抓马，情节太生硬啊，也有很多人吐槽说剧本痕迹太重。但一部娱乐向的综艺也不用太较真了，看个轻松高兴也就值回票价了。
That's right.不过结局呢确实也提醒我们了，鉴别渣男的眼光很重要，要勇敢的去爱，也要在真正值得的人身上花时间。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。